Complaints from the Airbus accident scene. Nowadays, what do you do if you're in an airline mishap, or any other mishap for that matter? Once you are sure you're safe, you take out your smartphone and start taking video clips. Thus, one day after a Thai Airways International Airbus 330 skidded off the runway at Sawanapum Airport, we have many videos of the accident scene long before the media arrived. For the most part, they show smiling passengers relieved at surviving the accident relatively unscathed. But from their stories, many of them were quite shocked at what happened. "Happy to be alive," one young woman said. It's also clear that the Thai ground staff need to review their procedures. About 40 passengers injured in Sunday's landing accident have complained of poor treatment by ground staff. 14 injured passengers were sent to hospital, and of them, 12 have now been discharged. The passengers gathered at Sawanapum Airport Monday evening to submit their complaints to Thai President Surajak Kasemsawan. They said no one from the airline had informed them of how the company would reimburse their medical fees. They also claimed a lack of communication immediately after the accident, saying they were left abandoned. Former Bangkok governor candidate Kosit Suvinitkit was traveling in business class on Thai flight TG-679 from Guangzhou, China, which veered off the runway on landing at Sawanapum after an apparent landing gear malfunction. He did not join the complainants Monday, but said ground staff performed poorly. "I would have liked to have seen more ground staff helping passengers," he said. "There should have been interpreters in several languages to inform passengers of the situation, as many were tourists." Mr. Kosit said passengers were taken from the accident scene to immigration counters, but some of the passengers had fled the aircraft without their passports, causing confusion. Passenger Panawat Panwichat Gun said after leaving the plane, travelers were marshaled to shuttle buses. However, the buses remained stationary, with passengers locked inside unattended for 20 minutes, he said. The buses were packed with passengers, including those who were injured, and in a state of extreme shock, Mr. Panawat said. They needed officials to take care of them and provide them with first aid, but there was no one. At the terminal, no staff members were there to receive passengers. There was not even a glass of water to drink. Wichit Kauto, another passenger, said the lower end of the emergency slide he used did not reach the runway surface. This caused difficulty for shorter passengers, whose feet could not touch the ground from the end of the slide. Some passengers trapped at the bottom, including himself, were struck in the back by those coming down the slide after them, he said. No staff members were there to help. The passengers who jumped on the slide had to turn back to help pull other passengers down, he said.